All right, we're going to, right now, my next guest has just joined me in studio. Joey Thurman, author, celebrity trainer. You've seen him on the Harry Connick Jr. Show and a bunch of others. Joey, it's been a minute, man. How are you?
It's been a hot minute, as they say. What's been?
A long minute.
4 or 5 years since I've seen
you. Yeah. Joey used to be one of the top trainers over at David Barton. Mm-hmm. Is it still open?
No, it's closed.
What is it? Is it anything now?
I think it's River North Gym, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took a little bit less space, but it's completely different. It doesn't feel like a nightclub anymore.
So when I met Joey, it was like in the humble days of, you know, he was one of the star trainers there and had dreams and aspirations of becoming a fitness model and, you know, blowing up. And I think at that time you were doing some modeling, right?
I was doing regular fashion modeling. Yeah. So your average fitness model is not tall enough, let's say, to do your fashion modeling. So
how tall are you?
I kind of 6'2".
I forgot how tall you
are. I'm 6'3", wearing my, you know, Barbados,
your heels?
Barbados heels today. Yeah. I'm not paid by them, but hey, you know, feel but, free. Send
right,
me,
if you,
send me
you
some
would
stuff.
Be if you
That's
could, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So since I've, you know, catch me up, man, it's been, you know, a 4-year run for you, and I've been following you on social media and seeing you appearances on TV, national television show. So proud of you, man. I mean, I love to see hometown boys, you know, from the same crew going up and making it happen, man. So tell me the story.
Well, you know, I'm trying to follow in your footsteps. You know, so, I mean, I got into fitness because I was a college hockey player, big old meathead, and I thought, okay, do I try to go play professional hockey and get my butt kicked for, you know, not much money and maybe make it to the NHL?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I do something that I love and, you know, try to figure it out? So I got certified as a trainer my senior year in college. And then moved to Chicago and started training people. And then from there, I realized that, you know, I like doing this, but being a trainer is a good job. It's a crap career.
Right.
So anybody listening out there, I mean, you know, it's nice. You get out of college, you're making maybe $50 an hour. You're making more money than any of your other friends. But 10 years down the road, you're still training people for about the same rate. And then what do you do? How do you make more money? So then I left David Barton, started my own thing with my own buddy, Marcus Warren, who, you know, congratulations.
He just got married in Australia.
Yeah,
is he listening potentially somewhere in Australia?
Maybe he's listening.
I hope so. Yeah. Marcus, I love you and I hate you for leaving.
Yeah, man, that was tough losing him. It's like losing a brother.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he went to California.
Yeah.
He moved across the world. So, so started my own thing with him and then realized that, you know, I need to write a book. Marcus had left, so I wrote a book, started training some local Chicago celebrities. I ended up hooking up with Terrence Howard, trained him for a few months for season 2 of Empire, got a good quote from him on the back of the book, and some other celebrities and things, and started doing some local Chicago TV prior to that. And then Today Show ended up picking up my book on a whim, and they flew me out 7 weeks in a row. We did a Summer Slim Down series.
That's
from
cool.
there.
Who was your producer out there?
We did a Sarah Claggett.
Sarah's my girl.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
She's the best.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Actually, Wyatt, her little boy, did a segment with me, and he was my mini trainer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I got to send this up to her. She's, she was my producer for 68 appearances on the Today Show. She's been my producer for about 65 of those.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
Great. I would email her at midnight.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect her to respond.
Oh, no.
And she responds, like, Sarah, what are you doing? You need
24/7.
To go to sleep. Yeah, so, I mean, producers, they truly, truly, actually, you know, they have a tough job. You know, they're really working at it, you know, all day long, 7 days a week. So, you know.
So you were with Kathy Lee and Hoda?
I was with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Aren't they a hoot?
Oh, man, they are. And they're like, are they actually drinking? Yeah, they're actually drinking. You know, they're not taking shots.
No, but they
know,
drink. I get the same questions. Yeah. Do they drink? How does she look in person, Kathy Lee? Is Hoda really as sweet as she comes across?
Hoda is, I mean, she's wonderful.
One of the best.
She remembers me right away.
Yeah.
You know, you could be gone for months and months and I think
Joey.
Yeah, she remembers it, and anybody that's on there, she treats the exact same way. Whether it's an A-list celebrity to, you know, I don't even know if I'm on A-list.
Yeah,
but she remembers me. You know, so it was nice that you know, then Harry Connick Jr. producer saw me. I got on five
from the Today Show.
From the Today Show.
Wow,
I got on 5 segments of Harry Connick Jr. from the Today Show. He actually produced a Facebook Watch series called Home Sweat Home, which was purchased with me and a plant-based dietitian, Juliana Hever, out of L.A. She wrote plant-based for dummies, all sorts of stuff. So anybody, check out Juliana Hever. She's great if you're interested in, you know, plant-based eating. From there, then I did a Good Morning America segment called Dad Bod 180. It's a father as of 7.5 months ago.
So hold on, pause right there.
Uh-huh.
The whole Tom Brady dad bod thing, you followed that when it took off on Instagram?
And I haven't seen that, no.
So I guess Giselle, his wife, posted a photo of Tom at the beach. They were at the beach having a casual weekend, you know, a little romp at the beach. And everybody ripped him apart because he wasn't, you know, here's this, like, you know, quarter, you know, Super Bowl winning quarterback, famous, has, you know, gorgeous model wife. And he was just like, you know, I'll be honest, he was a little frumpy.
I mean,
not like out of shape, but not like a chiseled god like you would think him to look. And all of a sudden, you know, everybody was like, dad bod, dad bod. And it blew up again.
You know, I mean,
what is it? I mean, for the folks that don't know, what is the dad bod?
So I think people think dad bods are just overweight and sloppy and not six pack. You know, when you're a dad, as you know, it takes up a lot of time, and maybe you can't get your fitness in. So you really need to be on point with your diet and be as efficient as possible in the gym. You can't be on Instagram checking out Tom Brady's dad bod. You know, get in there for 20, 30 minutes, whatever you have, and knock it out. Be safe. And know your form, but at the same time, you're going to have less time. You're going to be more stressed. You're going to have less sleep. You want to help out, you know, take care of the kids. There's going to be a lot of that going on.
Sure.
So, you need to, when you can, be as good as possible. But, you know, you may not have those six-pack abs. And at the same time, Tom Brady's a quarterback. He doesn't need to be jacked and ripped. He needs to be able to throw the ball for the most part and run 10, 15 yards to get away from some guys.
Sure, loose, you know, and agile.
Exactly. I mean, you look at a wide receiver, those guys are ripped.
Yep.
You look at linemen now, they're real agile, but they want to carry a little bit more weight. So,
sure.
It's Tom Brady. I think he's okay. You know, he's doing all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain if I was Tom Brady. And if people call me dad bod, I'd be like, okay, I have a gazillion dollars and a supermodel wife. So.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. That's not
trolls,
a bad place
internet
to be.
Trolls. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you're a dad too, right?
I am.
You represent the new dad bod.
You know, I guess so.
Kids? You have one kid? Or
just one kid, yeah.
Girl?
Boy. I think it's my wife's first, too. I should probably ask her about
it. You should probably know those things.
I should probably know those things. One boy.
How old?
Frederick is his name. He's about 7.5 months old.
Wow, really? You're in the weeds still?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, holy cow. God bless. Congratulations,
thank you.
Man.
It's crazy. We don't put him on social media, so people, when they find out, you got a kid? I'm like, I haven't seen you post anything. Yeah. Well, you know, we decided there's a lot of weirdos out there.
Agreed.
So, you know, I think it's wonderful seeing everybody's babies and things, and I like seeing that. And, you know, this was our decision to make. Maybe at some point we put him out there. Yeah. But, you know, right now, like, we just kind of trying to enjoy him as opposed to just put every single thing online.
That's great, man. I like to hear that. We're very, you know, picky about what we post to it for the same exact reasons.
Yeah.
But you know, so being a dad, a new dad, I mean, you're still going to figure out this whole, I mean, you might, you know, change your tune in about a year or two. Are you sleeping? Is little Freddy sleeping right now?
You know, he's sleeping off and on for a couple hours. I have a wonderful mother-in-law and she basically lives with us most days of the week. So she's able to, you know, stay there and get up and, you know, wake my wife up if he needs to eat and go from there. So I'm sleeping more than most dads because I'm extremely fortunate to have, you know, the Greek mother-in-law, and, you know, she's there taking care of things and
awesome.
Cooking and cleaning and doing all the things that would take up a lot of time as well. So,
sure.
You know, but when she's not there, I get a little taste of a day or two. I'm like, man, how do you guys do this? Up every couple hours.
Right. Are you one and done? Or are you going to shoot?
I don't know, man. I don't know. One is tough. You know, I think we'll wait a year until we decide that, but, I mean, this guy takes up a lot of energy and he's probably too smart for his own good.
Sure.
You know, so he's not eating as much during the day and then at night he gets hungry and, you know, so he likes the world around him. So he's definitely, my wife and my kid, that's for sure.
That's cool stuff, man. I like to hear it. Listen, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to jump into, Joey Thurman's joining us. His book is 365 Health and Fitness Hacks That Could Save Your Life. As you heard, he's been seen on the Today Show, WGN, Fox, ABC, all over the place. He's going to be revealing some of his secrets on how he keeps his celebrity clients looking good all the time as soon as we come back from this break.
The Frank Fontana Show, where life and style meet on WGN Radio.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Good to be back every Sunday from 1 to 3 from now on. Well, at least until the baseball season starts. Good to see you guys. Joey Thurman is in studio right now. We are also live streaming on my Instagram and Facebook if you want to go over there at Frank Fontana or Frank Fontana Creative on Facebook. You can see the show. You see Joey's head popping up over there. I say wave hi, Joey, to all the people on social media. There he is. Don't squish it. So, Joey, you got a book, 365 Health and Fitness Hacks That Could Save Your Life. What would you say is your top five hacks?
Ooh, sleep, number one.
Sleep.
You know, if we don't sleep, you don't get enough sleep, one, your muscles aren't going to repair themselves, which the muscles grow actually when you're resting, which is pretty crazy. You're going to have higher resting metabolic rate when you get more sleep. All the hormones are going to be regulated. And if you wake up in the morning and you didn't get enough sleep, you're actually going to crave 20-30% more calories, depending on the study.
And sugar, that you see. Right? And Lots of sugar.
Yeah, exactly. You want those quick, those simple carbohydrates. And if you ever wake up in the morning, you don't get enough sleep, and you want that donut, and all of a sudden you have that donut, and then you want the case of donuts. Well, there's two things. Yes, because of the sleep, and also because the neuropeptide response in your brain is just craving more sugar. Say, I'm actually full, but I want more, I want more, I want more. So get more sleep. You guys touched on this a little bit earlier. Water. Drink a lot of water. Stay hydrated.
What's your opinion on that?
You know, I say a gallon of water, what you guys were talking about earlier. I mean, that's pretty easy to say. But you can also eat foods that have a high water content. So you can have fruit and vegetables that have, you know, a higher water content. So you're getting a little bit of water that way.
Are you a fan of celery?
You know, celery is good, too. I mean, celery, they say, is one of those negative calorie foods. I mean, technically, it's not negative calories, and there's 20 calories, and you burn 5 or 6 calories per stick or something like that.
Do you follow, like, Medical Median, any of those guys on Instagram?
I do not.
Gurus? So there's this gentleman, he's a doctor, Anthony something, it's called Medical Median on Instagram. But he puts out a lot of fascinating, you know, plant-based solutions and medicine, basically.
Right.
And he's touting celery as, like, the god vegetable, basically.
You can't really overeat celery. You know, right. I never saw someone gain a lot of weight from eating a bunch of greens. So, yeah, if you want to have some celery, go ahead. You know, there's some fiber in there, too. There's a lot of good things. Celery will definitely fill you up. I also like taking celery, chopping it up, and throwing it in, you know, with some eggs or anything like that. Give me a little bit of a crunch.
Sure.
Tomato sauce, anything. Yeah, celery is great.
Folks, if you want to ask Joey, the celebrity trainer, Joey Thurman here, 312-981-7200. If you have any questions, you want to either text him in or give us a call right here live on the show. You can ask Joey about your workout programs. If you're feeling like you're stuck, you're plateauing, Joey's definitely have the answer for you. Joey, you answered two of my top five. What's okay. The third?
Third, you actually need to work out.
What?
Craziness.
What a concept.
Craziness. Yeah, you need to work out. You need to create that stimulus, whether it's you want to gain a bunch of muscle, whether you want to burn fat. You need to resistance train.
Yeah.
Cardio is great, but if you look like a large pear and you only do cardio, you're going to get smaller and look like a smaller pear. You're not actually going to change the shape of your body. So add resistance training at least twice a week, and I don't mean you need to go and lift a bunch of heavy weights. Resistance training can be body weight training as well. Squats, push-ups, some sort of pull-up. You know, it could be a TRX row, something like that, where you get that scapular retraction. So bringing the shoulder blades back and working the posterior chain of your body is going to help that posture at least 2 days a week. You can do a full body routine 2-3 days a week. Then nutrition has to be on point. If your nutrition is not on point, you might as well not even work out. I tell people all the time, if you're going to come in and work out with me 3-4 days a week, and you want your best body in 3 months, but you're not going to eat well, you're not going to get your sleep and make sure you cut the alcohol, things like that, you might as well not work out with me because you're going to waste your money.
Sure.
I like money, but you're going to waste it.
Right.
You know, the fifth thing, have a good support system. So whether that's a little bit of self-narcissism, which is okay. Yeah. You know, we want to look good first, and you know, by working out, we said, you know, let's look good, yes, but internally, you're getting cardiovascular help. You're getting, you know, better hormone regulation. There's a lot of stuff going on. So have a little bit of self-narcissism, but at the same time, surround yourself with people that care about you and support you. You know, whether it's a husband, wife, you know, brother, sister, anything like that. Facebook group. Great thing about social media.
Are you a fan
now.
Of people using social media to help them with accountability? Because I've seen that a lot lately. And then on the flip side, you see a lot of people, you know, talking about fat shaming and mm-hmm. you know, how that's become a big thing.
Right. Yeah, you got to really be careful with social media, especially who you follow. Do they actually have a bibliography with kind of the information that they're spitting out? Or is it just some sort of, you know, random thing that you saw some cool graphic on there? Just really know where that source is coming from. But yes, if you can find a support system on social media, wherever that comes from, you know, I think support is great, but just be aware of all of the misinformation out there. The internet is a great thing, but there's a lot of misinformation.
I agree. And then you also have, like, the people who are just truly just genetically gifted, mm-hmm. who have a great Instagram page, but they were born ripped and have an insane metabolism.
Yep.
And, you know, you could aspire to have that, but, you know, you'd have to, like, recode your genetics to do that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you got someone with a, you know, they've got great six pack abs, and they're showing it off on Instagram. They've got millions of followers. That's great for them. Good for them. They got a good tan. They got some abs. You know, right. I like abs and a good tan myself too. But who are you following, and do they actually know what they're talking about? And are they doing all these sort of crazy workouts and things? Does that make sense for you? If you're if you're obese, does that make sense for you to be doing a bunch of jump squats and burpees and things? Probably not. It's going to be really bad for your joints. You're going to hurt yourself, and in turn, you're not going to be able to work out. Then you're going to feel bad about yourself, and you're going to overeat, and then you following this person may have led you to gain even more weight.
Sure.
Just be aware of who you're following.
Yeah, if those are some really good, kind of common sense hacks that our Instagram camera just fell. Morning versus evening training. Do you have any preference?
Whatever you're going to do. There's a bunch of different research, and if you can get up in the morning and that's when you're going to get your workout in, do it then.
But there's no calorie difference. There's no energy difference.
There's a bunch of different studies. For men, our testosterone is a little bit higher around 9 in the morning. So maybe you'll feel like you get a better workout when you're peaking in the morning. But if it's you get up in the morning and you're tired and you're sluggish and you get a wasted workout and you feel like you get a better workout at night, go ahead and do that. My advice for people is don't really look at those things. If it makes sense for your schedule, when you're going to be most consistent, then do it then.
Sure. Makes sense. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Joey, we're going to wrap things up with, debunking some of these, training programs that you're seeing on, the news and or social and or, the next celebrities promoting as their hottest thing. Things like, CrossFit and the HIIT training and, the Taibos and all those kinds of programs out there. So I know you're chomping at the bit to get to it, but hold on. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll have more with Joey Thurman after this.
Cool.
They're Chicago, and they're real. Watch Dan Ponce and Lauren Jiggetts, Larry Pudish, and Robin Baumgartner. Get real.
And now.
All right, that's pretty real right there. With WGN TV Morning News Team, weekdays 4 to 10. Now you can do that, Ashley.
And now, back to Chicago's very own Frank Fontana, Sundays from 1 to 3 on WGN Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Good to be here. We're just still working out the kinks, a little ring rust. It's been a few months. Ashley's first time producing with me here, or second time, actually, technically. But first time on the real deal. Good to be here. We got Joey Thurman, celebrity trainer in studio, author of 365 health and fitness hacks that could save your life. We just went through some of the hacks. We're taking your calls now, folks. 312-981-7200 is the call-in number as well. You can text in your questions for Joey. We have a few people calling and texting already. Let's jump right to our first caller, Kathy. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure, how are
talking
you?
About... Well, okay, except talk about straightening out some of the kinks. Do you have any ideas about how to help with sciatica?
So, causing pain up and down. Is it down your leg, up and down your back? Where are you feeling it?
Up and down the leg.
Okay, so the best thing that you can do is stretch out your glutes. So if you're sitting on a chair, you bring one leg across your lap, then push on the inside of your knee. And just kind of bring that opposite knee up. That'll stretch out the glutes there. If you have a foam roller, that's a great thing to do. Find a foam roller or maybe a tennis ball and sit on that. When you find that hard spot, literally just hold it 30 seconds to a minute. You are going to scream like Halloween, but it's going to feel much better. Just release that tension and then stretch it out some more. Stretch out the hamstrings, but the glutes is probably where it's causing some sort of issue. It's causing some sort of tightness. If you're doing a squat, you might be compensating and going one direction or the other, but best thing you can do is loosen that up and then get moving, get some blood flow to the area. So walk, jog, anything like that. Blood flow will really help tissue repair.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much.
Kathy, quick question before you go. Do you currently have a workout regimen?
No.
So you consider yourself pretty sedentary then at that point?
Not sedentary, but I just kind of busy. So I have in my mind that you have to work out somewhere and you set a certain amount of time aside, and I just have so many other things to do, I just don't set time aside for myself.
Well, listen, you're talking to the right guy here. Joey is, if you follow him, are you on social media at all?
I have a telephone.
I love it. That's the old school social media, right?
I know, I'm old school, right? The old school.
I love it. Well, Do you go on the internet at all? Do you like surf websites?
Of course, yes.
All right, so give her your website, because you have a lot. The reason I'm bringing this up is you actually have a lot of great videos and tips on there, yes, from people that you don't have, because you brought up a great point, Kathy. Joining the gym and doing all that, it isn't necessary, you know, the only thing you could do. And Joey, why don't you fill her in there?
Yeah, so I've got a lot of different ways that you can get things for free. Actually, yeah, if you guys are listening, joeythurman.com/radio. You get a free copy of my PDF book, and you can also be entered in to win a free transformational coaching program. You don't need to come and see me in Chicago. It doesn't matter where you're at. joeythurman.com/radio. And you can sign up for a wait list. You get a free book sent to you, joeythurman.com as well. I also have workout programs that you can purchase. But you get a free book, joeythurman.com/radio. I've got a YouTube page. Just type in Joey Thurman Fit. There's a bunch of different exercises on there, stretches. It's all free.
Wow, that's fantastic.
A lot of plugs there.
Thank you so much.
You got it, Kathy. Yeah, thanks for calling the show. We appreciate you listening.
All right, thank you. Great show.
You got it, thanks. Hey, that's cool. I like hearing that, you know, because we have a different range of audience here, younger, older. Not everybody is, you know, social savvy and follows you on Instagram. But if they do, what is your Instagram handle?
At Joey Thurman Fit. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just type that in and you'll see my ugly mug.
All right. Let's answer some of these text questions coming in. I'm doing a program called Body Pump, which is high rep, low weight program. Twice a week. Seems all my body can handle. Is this enough, Joey?
Well, you know, I'm assuming that you were relatively sedentary beforehand. So if that's that you feel like that's all your body can handle, yes, start with that. If you're doing high reps a couple of days a week, you actually need to be active and get a walk in the morning, maybe do some jumping rope, anything like that. 2 days a week is great to start with, but you also need to be moving on the other days. And when I say cardio, you don't necessarily need to be, you know, getting in the Chicago Marathon. Get up, go for a walk, an urban hike. You just walk around the city. Anything like that, get up, get moving. Do not stay sedentary, especially if your body is sore from doing this program that you're doing. Make sure you get up, get moving, get that blood flow going. And then from there, when you can feel like you're going to add another day in of resistance training, absolutely add that in.
Good stuff. All right, our second text here. What do you think of the HIIT program, H-I-I-T program?
High intensity interval training. Amazing. If you want one of the most efficient workouts as far as cardiovascular is concerned, high intensity interval training is essentially short bursts of sprints. And when I say sprints, I don't necessarily mean running. Running is great, but it can be jumping rope for 30 seconds, taking a minute breather, 30 seconds on, a minute off. It can be sprinting. It can be hills. It can be getting on a bike, going as fast as you possibly can. But it's all about that all-out work effort, about 80% or plus of your maximum heart rate. If you can you can hear yourself talk, you're not working hard enough. So 20-25 minutes of high-intensity interval training of, you know, a 1 to 2, 2 to 1 ratio, anything like that, depending on what you want, whether it's 30 seconds on, a minute off, 15 seconds on, 30 seconds off, so on and so forth. That will really increase that metabolism for, depending on what study you look at, 1 to 3 days. It's called excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. Basically, your metabolism is revved up. It's trying to repair your body and gain more oxygen, and you're burning more calories. So that's one of the best things that you can do. If you can do HIIT 2-3 days a week, as long as your body can handle it, absolutely knock it out.
Good stuff. Another text that just came in. Knees are shot. Looking for cardio that is low impact on my knees.
Okay, one thing about knees, I get this question all the time. People think that they can't do resistance training when they have knee problems. You absolutely can. You want to do hip hinge dominant movements like deadlifts. You can do hamstring curls, ball curls. Working on the hamstrings and the posterior chain, meaning the backside, the glutes, that will help strengthen up your knees. You might have tight quads as well. So rolling out your quads, stretching out your quads, relieve some tension there. But as far as cardio is concerned, boxing is great. There's not a lot of pressure on boxing. I love people doing boxing, whether it's sparring, hitting a bag, or, you know, finding a fitness professional where you can hit the pads, take out a little bit of aggression.
Sure.
Sometimes people are okay jumping rope because there's not a lot of impact on the knees if you're jumping light enough. If you're light enough on your feet, you can do that. Now, if you get on an elliptical, I always say people want to pretend like they're working out, jump on an elliptical. If you get on an elliptical and you actually push yourself, where you're pulling and pushing and you're sweating, absolutely, that's great. Swimming, amazing. You can be the best shape of your life. You jump in a pool, you try to swim one lap as fast as you can, you're going to be dead.
It's like boxing, yes, too. I mean, you think you're in shape, and you're uh-huh, jump rope, and you're hitting the bag, you're hitting the speed bag. You get in a ring and spar, you're like dead in 3 seconds.
That,
like, oh,
absolutely shot. Yeah, so if it hurts your knees, I mean, no-brainer, don't do it.
Yeah.
But focus on that posterior chain. That'll really help things out.
Joey Thurman, thanks, man. It's so good seeing you again. The book is 365 Health and Fitness Hacks That Could Save Your Life. I'm assuming you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Amazon, iBooks, Kindle.
Sweet.
I'm sure people are selling it used somewhere for like a nickel. I don't know.
I know. I see that with my book, too. I'm like, oh, look, somebody's selling it for 75 cents. That's good. I'm glad they value it that. What's your website one more time?
JoeyThurman.com. If you guys want some free gifts, JoeyThurman.com/radio. You get my book PDF version. You get to be entered into a waitlist and a transformational program with myself.
People love free stuff, Joey.
Free stuff.
Thanks for coming down, bud. It's good seeing you.
Thanks for having me, man.
Good catching up, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll get to some news. And coming up after that, we are going to be talking to the folks from Chicago Costume, a family-owned costume shop here in Chicago. Cortland Hickey is going to be joining us, the general manager, and she's going to reveal the hottest costumes for 2018. Don't miss it. We'll be right back.